With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden delivered his last State of the Union address before the 2024 election. It's being described as dark and divisive. Alabama Senator Katie Britt delivered the Republican response to his address, hitting him hard on his immigration policies. Senator Britt attributes the murder of 22-year-old college student Laken Riley, reportedly at the hands of an illegal immigrant with a criminal history, to President Biden's open border policies.
She was brutally murdered by one of the millions of illegal border crossers President Biden chose to release into our homeland. Y'all, as a mom, I can't quit thinking about this. I mean, this could have been my daughter. This could have been yours. And tonight, President Biden finally said her name. But he refused to take responsibility for his own actions. Mr. President, enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying, and you only have yourself to blame.
He actually did not say her name. He referred to her as Lincoln, not Laken. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee approves legislation giving China's ByteDance 6 months to divest from short video app TikTok or face a U.S. ban. Congressman Mike Gallagher says TikTok is a threat to American security.
We have 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans to introduce a bill that would prohibit TikTok from operating in the United States unless it severs its ties to ByteDance or any other entity controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
This is SRN News. There's increasing concern about the dwindling number of pastors in America.
A new study from Barna suggests that the church will experience significant turnover among pastors in the near future. Researchers learned that last year, only 17% of Protestant senior pastors are 40 years old or younger. The average age among pastors is 52. According to Barna's latest State of Pastors report, one quarter of pastors hope to retire within the next 7 years. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Christians are worried about religious tensions ahead of India's national elections in April and May. Mission Network News reports that the Voice of the Martyrs has reclassified India as a restricted nation. Under the current prime minister, India steadily declined in democratic and religious freedom in the past 10 years. An official with the Voice of the Martyrs says the government of India is the driving force behind the persecution of the church. This is SRN News. The mortgage rate average edged slightly down last week.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell to 6.88% this week. This is the first weekly drop in the rate after four straight increases. Lower rates provide more financial breathing room for home buyers who face rising prices and a tight inventory of homes for sale. Despite a bumpy trajectory this year, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is still down from its recent peak of 7.79% in late October. That's a favorable trend for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
A United Airlines jetliner that lost a tire on takeoff makes a safe emergency landing in Los Angeles. Flight 35 left San Francisco, was bound for Osaka, Japan. Instead, the plane made a safe landing at Los Angeles International. Fire trucks stood along the runway as the Boeing 777 landed, but they were not needed. More details at SRNnews.com.